Hello and welcome to Red Red Blue. I'm Dan Adams.
Dominic Adams.
I'm humbled by City.
Don't, Andy, you're going to put me off. Game week 27 is coming hard on the heels of a great weekend of football with City humbled by Liverpool. I said it correctly. We'll keep that in. And Jarrod Bowen's thighs humbling Arsenal. We're going to look at the midweek games. We'll review the leagues where 10 to 2 still matter, even though Andy is in first. And then any transfers we have made. That's a
Great.
win for the podcast. We can just stop now, Andy. Just turn it off. I said that first bit right.
You know, on the Jarrod Bowen thing, I was thinking about that over the weekend. Like, if he gets up ahead of steam, what can stop him?
He is the unstoppable force.
Every other team in the Premiership.
I don't think so. I think he's just not, like I said, I don't think he's got a head of steam up against those other people. Against us, who's going to pick that header out? He put like his entire body mass
He
behind
did,
it.
yeah. Jesus.
Are you
It flew it.
comparing Jarrod Bowen to the Juggernaut from the X-Men, Vinnie Jones
Which
himself?
one?
He is like Juggernaut. 100%. He's the football Juggernaut.
I was trying to think of some witty pun with Juggernaut and Jarrod Bowen. It wasn't working though.
There you go. Good try there.
Thank you. Points for effort, right?
You made it funny
So
because you said you were going to.
the first match on Tuesday, so the kickoff is tomorrow, and the game is at 7:30, therefore the closeout will be 6 o'clock UK time. Brighton versus Bournemouth. Did you watch either of those games?
Yeah, watch both of them.
Same. I was really chuffed with my transfer. That was very clever bringing Matoma
I wasn't happy about Dango. I
in.
mean, Clive didn't look too bright for you.
No, I didn't either, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I will stick with them. Stick with both of them because they're both in midfield.
It was the weird named one that they have at the back that got red carded.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It wasn't Kerkez. I'll find
It
out if you know.
wasn't Uzjin or whatever his name is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Straight
That's
red.
annoying.
Graded.
Not
It
the
wasn't really
xenophobic or
a red.
anything.
It didn't look extremely bad.
Both legs were off the ground, and he went through the ball and the man. Like, it was probably a red.
I don't agree. Well, it's too late now because it already happened.
Yeah, you can't go back in right now.
Yeah, it was a good game, though. I mean, I think they still look pretty decent attacking Bournemouth.
Genuinely, it seemed like an even match after they got the man sent off.
Well, I mean, I think the fantasy football implication is I'm not going to be selling any Bournemouth players this week. I still think they're good.
And on the flip side, given they were playing Wolves at the time, I guess we'll come to it, but didn't look great. You know, they had a man advantage and they couldn't do much with it. Because obviously they scored really early on and it was just hold the fort for the rest of the entire fucking game.
I transferred in two Wolves players, so probably don't agree.
Junior and which defender?
Manager.
Manager. Oof, bold.
Well, he has the disparate fixture thing this week because of them being so bad, and I think that
Against Fulham.
I think they'll beat Fulham at home.
No, I mean, are Fulham that far up the league, or are they?
Yeah, well,
I
I think
think
Wolves are that far down the league.
I. Okay. All right, so focusing on the teams in question, though. So, Bournemouth wise, I agree. Any assets you've got, you probably want to keep them, and that's people like Kerkez, Kluivert, Danga.
Disagree.
Go on, Dom.
Only on the Dango part, just because Evan Nielsen is now, well, he's returning to match fitness, and so is Tavernier. So there's two people pushing for a start, and that means that O'Tara, who is the last one in, will probably be the first one out.
Nah,
That's a
they're
good
not
point.
going to go. Not worried about that.
Not worried, I don't want to be worried. They're two
Not
different
worried about
things.
it. I mean, in his last, like, look at his game since game week 16. 15. We'll go to 15. So it's like 11 games. 12, 2, 6, 3, 6, 3, 2, 4, 21, 2, 7, 2. That's fucking great.
That is
What
great.
absolute bullshit, Andy. I will take it from 11 games, you know, just that round number 11 that everyone thinks of.
We had that a couple of seasons ago, didn't we? We kept picking random, like, we'll do 7 games, that round number that is seven.
The reason that was because he didn't start starting until game week 16. Like, and he's had 90 minutes almost every game week after that. He's only had one where he's played less than 90.
So on the flip
It kind of
side, we
supports
saw.
the minutes going down, though, right?
You leave Brittany alone. It doesn't support anything.
I don't know where the Brittany reference came from. It's just blow my mind.
Neither do
I
I,
mean,
Daff.
he wants to bully Dango.
Dango Spears. That sounds like an awesome superhero. On the flip side, I was going to say Brighton did what most teams do against Southampton and absolutely crushed them. Can we read anything into that? Or was that
No.
just Southampton being Southampton?
I think Southampton just a really, really bad. I mean, Of course, Pedro scores this week because he's like massive football and troll. But like,
he and didn't assists.
The rest of the game.
Scored an assist, Andy.
Yeah, to be fair, though, if you saw an assist, it was deflected and they still gave it to him.
I would argue, and you're still in first, so obviously what you say is probably more important to listeners, but I would argue that playing any player against Southampton should take primacy over most players because they are that bad. You probably should have played Pedro. Like, what was in your midfield instead of Pedro?
Yeah, Andy.
My midfield instead of Pedro was I had Mo Salah. Don't think I'm not playing him.
No, obviously not. Yeah.
Cole Palmer and Mbeumo. Not dropping either of those. Mm. And then it was Dango or Rodgers. So I don't think he was better than Dango or Rodgers. Dango was like
I
a
would
nail.
Argue hard that he would be better than Dango or Rodgers.
Rodgers, sorry.
Specifically against Southampton.
Dango was home Wolves. So it's like literally the second best option. And then Rodgers. It's the only one where it's debatable, home Chelsea. But I thought like Chelsea's defense was really bad, was what I was thinking at the time.
You weren't wrong, but you picked the wrong midfielder.
Yeah, I picked the wrong person. Exactly.
But no, I think if you have anyone playing Southampton, which is interesting, so who they got this week, just to skip ahead a wee bit, Chelsea.
Well, he hadn't started the game for like multiple weeks before that. So I thought they were going to play Welbeck, but then Welbeck wasn't in the squad.
Brighton players, if you have them, are you keeping them? Are you shipping them?
I don't have any now. I got rid of Pedro.
You got any, Dom?
Nope, not a one.
Do they have good fixtures? No, their fixtures
aren't great. Sorry, I've got Verbruggen, the keeper.
They've got Bournemouth, Fulham, City, Villa, and then Palace. None of the, like, the only one you're excited about out of those is probably home Fulham.
I would argue if you have attacking players. Funny enough, actually, with the way Man City have played recently, you probably have goals in all of those matches.
I mean, their form isn't bad in the last five. They've gone win, loss, loss, win, win. Like, they beat United and they beat Southampton. Like, you should be winning most of those games. They lost to Everton and they lost to Forest. And that was
Everton,
them getting...
Everton are a hard team, Andy.
I mean, I don't think... So, if you're going to do anything from them, the only player I would consider in my team would be probably Matoma at this point.
I'm glad I picked the right one, then. The next match is Crystal Palace versus Aston Villa. Do we want to talk about the new boys, Asensio and Rashford? Are they worth picking up? Because they've both gone up in price.
I think Asensio is just this week's Marmoush.
Well, good thing I didn't pick Marmoush. What kind of idiot would do that, eh?
I didn't pick Marmoush because I'm not a moron.
Did you, Dom?
Fuck off.
I was actually aiming that bar specifically at Dad, but I didn't realise you'd done it as well, Dom.
I got the moosh in last week.
To be fair to you, Dom, Dad's transfers is going to be hard to beat this week. He like literally transferred out a shitload of points this week.
I wonder how many actual points. Crystal Palace, Mateta again. Like, surely we speak about him every week. We never actually put him in the team, but he keeps doing bits.
Because he looks like a big fat monster. That's why I don't want him.
Like Beto.
Very kind.
He is like Beto. That's honestly what reminds me of, is I don't want players on my team who don't look like football players.
So taking an arbitrary number, let's take the past, you know, from game week 20. No, if we were to take like a good slice of 10 games from game week 26 down to 16, he starts off pretty slow, but then he hits game week 20 and he's hitting every week bar one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like it feels like he's...
I mean, literally the only person I could drop for him would have been Pedro, and I've already dropped him for someone else, so... I'm not going to drop Wood, and I'm not going to drop Isak, right?
And to counter my own point, to be fair, he also has the blank game week 29. So
yeah, which Woody doesn't, which is good.
Yeah, so not worth investing in that. We'll probably need Isak to talk about that soon. Yeah, I was about to say, need to talk about, you know, what chips or transfer strategies are being used for that.
Yeah. Right now, my team's not looking great for 29.
Not even thought. Is there a way to skip ahead so you can see what your team would look like? Must be
no,
I can do that.
I mean, basically, it's like, do you have Liverpool players or Villa players or Newcastle players?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit.
All the ones that you don't mind City as well. Those are all the ones that... Oh, no, City have a fixture right now. They have a game week 29.
Also, don't.
Four blanks.
Yeah, Palace, Villa, Newcastle, Liverpool.
I mean, because then if you're not free-hitting, you have to think about, like, for me on my bench, I wanted... It's like Salah, Isak... Munoz, probably, just to protect the value in those three the most.
Salah, Trent, Isak. And then ship out Kanate and Konza?
Yeah, Kanate and Rico Lewis. Kanate and... Kanate and Paul are going to go for me.
What's Kvardy all done recently, to be fair? Not to it again, skip ahead.
What about Morgan Rogers? Go get rid of that useless shape.
Rogers is going out my team, yeah. But I already used my transfer this week, so I'll have to wait till next week to get binned.
So we're speaking about Aston Villa, and we're speaking about their players. They obviously have the blank in 29. Do you think it's worth bringing any of their form players in the intermediary?
Because I want to... So actually, it depends on your chip strategy, is the honest answer. Like, if you're going to free hit in 29, you could think about it. But I'm not, so I'm not going to.
Because their next suite of games, apart from the chip, apart from the blank, is Palace, Brentford, Brighton, Forest, Southampton.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Yeah, but like, I don't want anyone who... I mean, it's like Mateta. Like, you can't really bring him in because he blanks in 29. You don't want to set yourself up with having to use your free hit in 29. Because I think if you do like the math, I was reading a thread on this the other day, like, it always, over the last few years, is more points to free hit in a double game week than it is in a blank week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seem to get... So you've got 2 weeks, effectively. So this week and next week needs to be transfers away from those players.
Yeah. You need to go into, like, Arsenal, I think, is one, right? That have no... They have a fixture in 29. Chelsea, though. Not great.
I'll say we can talk about them in a bit, because I wasn't super impressed with what I saw.
Well, the problem is that Forest are also not that great lately either.
No.
I mean, they got some goals back. Don't put them that off.
Yeah, but you're not going to pick a Forest defender or play Matt Sells lately, are you?
Okay, so the next match, as we kind of have that problem in the back of our minds, is Wolves versus Fulham. Both of those will be playing in 29, but I think you probably want only players from the Wolves side, not the Fulham side.
Yeah, Wolves' fixtures are really good. Really, really good. They have Fulham, Everton, Southampton, West Ham, Ipswich in a row. They have four green fixtures out of the next five.
God, I'm going to have to get Cunha.
Already got Cunha. He's already in.
You have to get rid of the moosh for Cunha.
I went Cunha in little Pereira as my manager for the last week.
I don't know. I think I've got Isaac down to Cunha and then use the money somewhere else.
You know what? Pereira's got over the last three game weeks his points as manager. D1-19.
Yeah, I just don't give a shit about the stupid chip, if I'm brutally honest. It's just annoying having to think about it. It's wasting the transfer.
But I also don't want it to like cost me a league, so.
Yeah.
You can hate it all you want, but it's a shitload of points that I've got for it.
Well, that's the problem. I think they made it too powerful. So like, and it should, you know, if I was going to implement that chip, I would have done it where it doesn't cost any money. So you
and
can
you just swap anytime you like.
Yeah, you just swap them in for 3 weeks. Like, that's fine. Yeah. And then also, I would have cut the amount of points in half that it gives you as well.
Yeah, it should be a little bonus on top. It shouldn't be fucking swingy as it is.
Yeah, I mean, it can swing like a game week, like a lot. If you hit like a, like I think wasn't like the Brighton manager this week, like 21 or 22
points?
Yeah,
he was, 21 points.
It's freaking insane.
It's like a triple cap, just randomly picked.
West Ham's probably, David Moyes probably got a shitload of points. Not Moyes, who's the West Ham manager now?
Glasner.
Yeah.
Oh, the Crystal Palace guy, Glasner.
West Ham. West Ham got, like, they beat Arsenal away. They must have got a shit ton of assistant manager points.
Potter.
It's Potter now, but it's not Lopetegui. He left.
Yeah, they must have got a ton of points this week for Potter.
Mm. Yeah, beating Arsenal.
Let's see, what did Potter get? So, Davy Moyes, crappy week. Where's Potter? Where are you? There he is. He got 19 points, so he actually got less than the Brighton manager did.
So if you, speaking of Wolves then, outside of Cunha, who we all agree is probably a definite getting, what other players could you be getting in?
Aitken Nuri.
Yeah, Aitken Nuri, Cunha, that's pretty much it.
Aitken Nuri's 4.7. How's it gone?
He might be my Rico Lewis replacement.
He's gone 7-1-6 in the past three games, and then he blanked a lot before that when they went through their shitty period of losing to everybody.
Yep.
Maybe.
Actually, it wouldn't be Cunha, it would be Kanate, because I need to ship out Liverpool players, not City players.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Shipping out Kanate is more concert. I can probably afford actually to do it for concert, to be fair. Right now.
Obviously, I've already done mine this week, so it'll have to be a next week problem. My goal is just to field at least 10 men in blank game week.
If I can get 11, I'll be happy. The next match and the last one on Tuesday is Chelsea versus Southampton. So here's a question to you. Everyone has Palmer, I'm assuming, still.
Mm-hmm.
Might be iffy, because he's not done a whole lot recently. Two questions, in fact. First one, do you target any additional Chelsea players because they're playing Southampton, and it is Chelsea, they should be doing okay?
No, because then you're stuck with them.
You could get Pedro Neto, to be fair.
Yeah, but then you're stuck with them. Do you want Chelsea players for? Their form is awful. The only good thing about Neto is he counts as a thingy midfielder and not a striker.
I believe so. Check for you now.
He played striker in that game anyway.
No, I know they're playing him. Yeah, he's a midfielder. He's 6.2 million. But his points over the last five game weeks have been two.
It just feels like for Chelsea players, you don't know where the points are coming from. There's too many outlets.
Not Cole Palmer.
Cole Palmer, but it was fucking Enzo this week, wasn't it? Who did he assist? Or did he Neto. Score and someone assisted him?
Neto assisted to him.
Yeah. He just threw his leg in the way, like it wasn't even a good finish.
Okay. Second question was going to be Palmer cap. Did we get fancy?
Not even remotely. You're not capping Mo Salah. Come on now.
Against Southampton.
I got lucky. I got lucky with not capping him this week. Very lucky.
You missed out by like what? So Izak got 13 and Salah got 14.
Yeah.
No, I think you cap Salah every single week of the season, and you never think about it again. The only week I'm not going to cap Salah is in 29 when he hasn't got a game.
But it's Southampton, though.
It doesn't matter.
What happens if he's got a single game week and someone else has got a double game week?
We still pick Salah.
Southampton.
He put the last five game weeks for Mo Salah. 16, 13, 8, 12, 14. He has four out of five as double digit weeks.
You should compare that to Beto.
They've conceded 5, 6, 7, 8, 13, 16, 19, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 30 goals in 10 games. They concede on average 3 goals a game.
Who do?
Southampton. Yeah.
Palmer's
got to be involved in something there, right?
Yeah, sure, but not more than Mo Salah's going to do at home to Newcastle.
Blanked for the past, five game weeks?
No, he's not blanked. He scored in 24.
He's assisted
in 24.
He's on really bad form.
Yeah, just seems pretty boring. Always going, not
I
getting
fans. I think you should do it. I'm not going to because it's really stupid, but you could.
I might, you know.
You should.
I might do something that's gonna spicy too.
Going to catch up now.
It's unlikely you're going to catch me anyway, so.
Yeah, it's going to stay ahead of the rest. Wednesday's match then, Brentford versus Everton. Dom, tell us about Everton.
Got to get better, haven't you?
That's a Brentford win. The form they're on, 100% a Brentford win.
No fucking way.
How much is better?
I'm very excited to play Mbeumo in that game.
Beto is 5 million. He is cheap. He's cheaper than Rory the Lap for Ipswich.
Fucking cheapest chips, Dan, and he scores all the time.
Yeah, problem is that I don't need a striker. My problems are in midfield and defence that I've got to sort out.
You need to get rid of Izak for game week 29.
Izak on the bench, otherwise you lose all the money.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of Konsa, Kanate, and Gvardiol. I'm going to keep Trent, Salah, and Izak.
Yeah, because for Izak, he's worth 9.5 right now, and I only get 8 points from him.
Yeah, I get 9.2. But Brentford players, Mbeumo, Wissa, all good picks. But it's just, the problem now is midfields are becoming very squished. Like, it's hard to think about what would be your top five midfield if you could pick again.
Salah, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably Mbeumo would be my second one.
In a reasonable world, not just picking all the most expensive ones.
Anthony Gordon would be the third one.
Really?
Yeah. Just like form-wise, I think he's been really good for most of the season.
Yeah, they're coming into Liverpool in a blank now, though.
Yeah, exactly. But you're saying, like, just pick anyone.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Probably Son, because I think he is a little bit on form lately. In the last three, he's gone 10-3-8. 2 assists, 0 2 assists. So. I mean, the midfield is a lot harder now than it was when Saka was fit and good.
Yeah, because you had that couple of definitive slots and Palmer was good. So you had like three slots locked down. It was just fringe players you were fucking around with on the side. But
yeah, it kind of depends if Bournemouth are good again or not this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy in midfield. I mean, strikers is much easier. I think the strikers is just Wood, Isak, Cunha.
I think you can swap around in that last slot where Cunha is, but I agree with Wood and Isak 100%.
Let's see if the Moosh can do me right.
Chris Wood is the third top scoring player in the game.
He just doesn't stop. He's had one bad game week since 18.
It goes Mo Salah, Cole Palmer, and then Chris Wood. And then fourth is Isak.
Yeah. On the other side of it then, the Everton players, would you just gamble on any?
Just there's only better. I mean, I've got Pickford, but I only had him for the double game week, and I want to get rid of him when a wild card. So.
You said that like it was some kind of ultimatum. There is only Beto.
There is only Beto. Who else are you going to pick from Everton?
I just made it. You made it sound like that was in the world. Never mind, just from Everton. There is only Beto. Man United versus Ipswich. Fuck. Honestly.
I think they'll win. Honestly, just like law of averages, just because they've been so bad lately. Like they'll probably scrape a 1-0 or something at home to Ipswich. But
it's not going
to
be pretty.
You're not picking any of the players from either side.
Nope.
Aren't you?
I mean, you could, if you have Rory Delap, you could play him.
I have Rory Delap and I'm going to play him and that's why I feel bad.
Yeah, you could play Delap against them because defensively they are a shambles and will probably concede.
And he's a big, strong forward. He'll just bully them.
Tell you what, here's my spicy transfer of the week. I have brought in Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno Fernandes.
I mean, he's not been awful. Like, he is actually in, like, the top six scoring midfielders.
What's his form?
His form in the last three, he's gone 1-2-10.
He's on a tear.
I think you've been seduced again, Dom. Seduced by a good match.
He's played 25 games, scored 6, assisted 7. I think it's his worst statistical season in years.
It's a verb adjective of someone's name. You've been marmooshed.
Yeah, you've just marmooshed yourself again.
Marmooshed all over yourself.
You watch. You watch.
You said about marmoosh last week.
You said you were going to get marmoosh as well, Andy. You fucking duped me.
You backed out, Andy. You're fucking coward.
At the last minute, I thought, you know, buying because they've had one hat trick and done nothing else in their life is probably not a great move.
Fucking mamooshed.
With him now.
An interesting match is the next one. Nottingham Forest versus Arsenal. I don't know which way to call that one, to be honest. Arsenal without Saka just seem a bit bereft.
I'm going to play Sells and Chris Wood because I think that Forest
could
win.
Yeah, Forest could win. They're a better team than West Ham.
Yeah, that's why I think they could win because they're at home.
Next question. Do either of you have any Arsenal players?
No.
I do have Forest. I've got three Forest, in fact, which is not good. I've got Sells, Alanga, and Wood.
Go Forest.
I'll play them all. Fuck it. After that is Spurs versus Man City.
Game of the dickheads that can't keep form.
It is going to be a weird game. One of the two of them is going to have either a resurgence or a return to form. Either Spurs are going to continue and have a great game and Man City will get battered again, or Man City are going to take their anger out on Spurs and fucking destroy them.
That's the two options, Dan.
I think it'll be a draw.
I don't think it'll be a draw. I think that one of them's going to... Someone's going to win and win heavily. I just don't know who.
I love how Dan gave you two options and then you were like, nope, I'll take the third option, which is
spicy
neither of the things you just said.
Spicy, I think it'll be a draw. Option. A scoring draw or a 0-0?
A scoring draw. I think it'd be like a 2-2 or something. So if I had attackers from either of those two teams, which I don't, I would play them.
No, I only have Guardiola, and I don't think I'll be playing him, which is an interesting take.
I have Foden, and I have Marmoush, and I have Lewis.
That seems good,
though. Not too heavily invested, though.
I mean, the plus line, at least they have a game in 29.
It's true.
Yep, exactly.
All part of the plan, Andy. Spurs players, then, you spoke about Son. Are there any others that take your interest? Dom, you always had a flighting fancy for Cooler Sexy.
I think I've changed. I've switched which Spurs player I like, and it's now Brennan Johnson.
Okay.
Because he had one decent week. This is Marmoush again.
Just because
he's still over yourself.
Dazzlingly handsome. And he deserves a Cooler Sexy title more than Cooler Sexy does.
He's kind of Marmoush all over your face, Dom.
You know what his form is, Dom, the last, like, since game week 20?
He's on a tear. He's on a tear, just like
to be fair, statistically, that is a steep upward trend. 0-1-14. He's got like a rocket fuel. That's almost logarithmic in terms of scale, but I wouldn't go for him, no.
You know what the funny thing is? He's a less horrific pick than Fernandez, because at least he's got 9 goals and 4 assists on the season.
All right, last game of the Wednesday is Liverpool versus Newcastle. That is going to be a spicy one. It always is. The classic 4-3s of yonder years.
Liverpool battered them, so easy game there.
What happened to Newcastle? Why have they gone off the boil then?
They haven't. They're just like on and off now. I think because they won, didn't they, this week? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, it was like 3-2 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, they won 4-3 against Forest.
4-3, sorry. Yeah, okay, so it's still like a hard-fought win.
Yeah. But Forest are good, though.
I don't know if it was a hard-fought win. What happened was Forest scored first, then Newcastle scored 4 goals in 11 minutes, and then did nothing for the rest of the match.
I mean, also, the next fixtures, so they go Liverpool away, which is bad, but then West Ham, green fixture, blank, Brentford green fixture, Leicester green fixture, United at home, Palace at home, Villa away, Ipswich at home. It's pretty good.
I wouldn't bring any more of the players in except for Izak.
No, and I'll probably get rid of Hall as well because of the blank, but I'm going to keep Izak on the bench.
Interesting. There is one more match. It is on Thursday. Big Jared Bowen takes his fat thighs to Leicester.
Oh, hold on, back on the Liverpool one though. Because like really it's just Mo Salah, Konate and Alexander-Arnold. Like the people who are messing around with Jota and...
dangerous games to play. Yeah. Diaz, Gakpo, Szoboszlai.
All
Dom,
those people
Nunes.
Don't come right now.
It's just too interchangeable.
Was this purposely meant towards me again with this fucking comment, Sandy?
Honestly, this was more like Dad trying to be like super big brain and bring in Jota when everyone else was going defenders.
Yeah.
Because he actually transferred out Diaz. No, yeah, that's what he did, didn't he? He transferred Diaz to someone else. Who was it? I told you it was.
I'll tell you now in 2 seconds and I'll get his transfers up because I've got them here.
But his transfers this week were horrific.
So he got minus 15 points overall. He took Trent out for Kirkes, Wissa out for Marmoush. So he didn't actually transfer out anyone else.
Okay. But he had Jota, though, who did nothing.
Jota didn't play, went onto the bench, and Hall came on for 9 points.
So he actually got really lucky then?
Yeah, but the transfer minus 4, he took 14 points out and brought 3 points in.
It's not great.
Minus 15 overall is it's not where you want to be, you know.
All right, what's this last game? The Leicester game or whatever?
It's the West Ham versus Leicester game. And the question I was going to ask to you is Bowen actually a pick?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
He's the only player that does stuff on their team, and they're not a terrible team.
No, I was thinking about it. I think he is a reasonable pick. He's like he's in the top 10 scoring midfielders. And his last 3 game weeks have gone 10.
Yeah, it's just how much is he?
7.3.
It's reasonable, isn't it? You could do swap in for him, you know, drop Palmer down, get him in. Although, when do you spare the rest of the money? Like, you don't need a Haaland anymore. Saka's dead. It's like, where are you spending your money now?
Yeah, I mean, that's Marmoush. The problem. Not Marmoush. I think what you're doing is you probably go, like, after the blank, you go premium defenders on Liverpool plus, like, premium defender from whoever looks decent at the time.
Forest is a bomb, but then they don't cost much.
Yeah. And then a premium goal is probably the other thing you do.
Yeah.
I think at that point in time, you're playing your wild card, though, to set up for your double game weeks, your bench boosts and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's right. Because there's two double game weeks left, right, towards the end of the season. But one of them's good and one of them's bad.
You're going to trip. You're probably going to free hit in one of them, and then you're going to bench boost in the other.
Yep. Okay, that is all of the games. Andy, do you want to run us through the Red, Red, Blue League?
Red, Red, Blue League. Yeah, still top. Spoiler alert.
Fucking start from 10, Andy, and go up, not the other way.
I mean, the rest of the other nine don't really matter, do they? So, 10th, Alan Sinclair. Dad's dropped down to 9th. He had an awful game week this week, 66 points. He was the lowest in the top 10. Dan was in 8th, the 77. Eric Calvi, 86, and 7th. Tobias Scott, 6th. Connor Gunn, 5th. Steve was in 4th. Hobie Miller beat me by 2 points for the highest points in the top 10.
He got 105. Five. How?
Yeah. What did he do? He did. Where did he beat me?
Was it his manager by any chance?
He captained Salah. It was his manager. He got 20 for Glasner. Yeah. And then Aaron Milne, 2nd on 83 points this week, 17, 72. And then me, top 103 points with 1,900 points on the dot.
So to the league that matters, one we all actually care about, in 5th place is Eli with 70 points in the game week, so more than Dad, even though he's not actually using the team anymore, for 15-22. Dom in 4th with 77 points in the game week for 16-12. Then we have Dad, we jump up a couple of points, 62 points in the game week for 16-43. I got 77 in the game week for 16-57, and then an astounding, 243 points ahead is Andy with 103 points in the game week for 1,900 on the dot. So what was the math you sent to me, Andy, in text? Was it 22 points per week for the rest of the season?
Yeah, there is 11 game weeks left.
243.
And so, yeah, it's basically 243 divided by 11.
Yeah, yeah. That's a number.
I can tell you what it is.
We don't have...
You need 22 points a week.
Yep. Awesome. Doable.
But yeah, I mean, this week you're giving me another 30 plus in the lead. Probably didn't help, but...
I do have to make you feel like you're still in it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key for you is just that you need to, have
decisions weeks
and you actually be good.
I just need you to go on like a skiing holiday somewhere, fall into a coma after a terrible accident and not do your team for like... But even then, you probably still will do pretty well because it's a decent team. Yeah.
As long as Salah's like, I think I'd
yeah, exactly. Still. Shit.
No, I think I won this year now.
Yeah, I think you've won this year too.
The Red Red Blue League is still theoretically possible because he only needs to make up like, I don't know, how many is it? It's not as many in the Red Red Blue League that I'm ahead by.
No, I think it's probably sub 100, I'm guessing.
It's 100. No, it's over 100, but it's... Hold on, I'm bringing up the RRB FPL that has it already worked out for me. It's 128.
I don't think that's doable either, to be fair.
No, they need roughly 11 points a week.
Yes. Every week.
For 11 straight weeks.
Yeah, every week for 11 weeks. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, probably won both the leagues. Very good.
All right. What transfers did you make? I think you already alluded to them.
Yeah, I did Pedro to Cunha, and I also took my first hit of the season because I was really annoyed at the assistant manager bullshit and swapped out Mr. Good/bad evening for Pereira. I hate that manager chip. It's a fucking awful chip.
It is chip, yeah. I know.
You still have to play yours, haven't you, Dan?
No, I've got mine in. Emery's my assistant manager.
You're going to have him this week?
Probably because I can't be arsed fucking with it. I've got other places I want to focus on, like I said.
And who have they got? They've got away Palace. That doesn't feel great, Dan.
The whole chip doesn't feel great, but minus 4 points. Like, what are the points they're going to get back again?
I mean, because
1 point for a goal, isn't it?
So if Wolves win and they keep a clean sheet at home to Fulham, he could get around 20 points. That's why I did it. Like, they actually make mathematical sense to do it.
It is tempting.
And that was the best fixture I could find for, like, the, you know, the underdog thing.
Yeah.
The Palace guy still has his this week as well.
Is his an underdog this week? Who are they playing this week?
Away to Aston Villa. We just talked about that.
I don't know if that's an underdog or not. Where's the table? They have to be... is it 10 places is what it is?
No, it's five.
No, it's five.
Five places. Okay, so Villa are in... no, so who did we say it was?
Forest. Villa Crystal Palace.
Villa Crystal Palace. So Villa are in eighth. Crystal Palace are in 13th. So yeah, they...
exactly five.
They should get it. Yeah. Whereas like home. Wolves are in 17th and then Fulham are in 10th. So all good.
I would prefer Wolves over Palace if I was going to make the change.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like all of it's risky, but I knew that Emery away to Palace feels bad.
Yeah. It's a stupid ship.
Yeah, I hate it. But like, this is the last week of it and I don't have to think about it again. So, but I also don't like all the other chips are piling up at the end of the season this year as well. Because I still have wildcard, bench boost, and free hit.
I've still got wildcard, bench boost, free hit, and triple cap as well.
No, no, you shut the bed on that one, didn't you?
Not so much. There's another double game week coming up. I can have Isak.
What did he get? He got the 85 point week, and then the next week he got like a 70 something point week.
Just you wait and see.
Speaking of waiting and seeing, Dom.
It's going to have to be genius if you pull that one off.
And speaking of genius, what's your transfers?
I got rid of Luis Diaz for Bruno Fernandes.
That seems horrible. Why would you do that?
You just wait and see.
That feels like an awful transfer. Like, does
you
it
just
actually...
wait.
Let me look at Fantasy Football Scout, because if it says that he's going to play...
You wait and see. Fernandes is going to score points, and so is Mushi.
Let's see. Fantasy Football Scout. Team news. Because it should have the team news, because they play tomorrow. Well, some of the teams play tomorrow. Come on, Fantasy Football Scout. Slowest loading website in the world.
Here's a question to you. Who the fuck's the Chelsea keeper going to be? Because I've still got Sanchez from a while back. Is it not Sanchez anymore? Ever
it's
again,
not
though?
Sanchez, no, it's the Danish fella. Well,
Jorgensen.
Yeah, it's Jorgensen this week. And their front four this week, it predicts, is Palmer, Nkunku, Sancho, Neto. Ugh. No, thank you.
Yeah, not great.
Who was I looking at? I was looking at Dominic's Liverpool pick. They had you're okay because it says that Diaz is on the bench. It says they're going to start Salah, Jota, Gakpo this week.
Classic.
And it also says that they're going to start Tsimikas over Robertson, which is justified having watched Robertson play. Although Trent got skinned about 9 million times by Doku. Luckily for him, Doku can't cross to save his life.
This is true.
And then
your transfer is done.
Dog shit team.
I haven't done mine yet. I'm still thinking about it. I have the problems for game week 29. I've got Trent, Konate, Konsa, Salah, and Isak, and Gvardiol, so I have six. So I'm probably going to have to take a
Man City isn't a problem, Dan.
Are they not? Are you sure? Is that not... it isn't a problem currently, but maybe a problem, or is it definitely not a problem? Like, isn't it cup-related?
I think it's FA Cup-related.
Okay.
Man City are out of the FA Cup.
Okay, so I just have three Liverpool, Konsa, and Isak, so I need to make a transfer this week and a transfer next week.
Yes.
Probably going to do the transfer this week of Konate, and then do the transfer next week of...
Wait, you know what I'm going to work on this offseason? I'm going to work on a fantasy football thing on our site where you can do, like, you can advance it into the future and then have the matchups be correct.
That'd be handy.
I think
that's to figure out where it goes.
Existed and it doesn't exist.
You know when you click the little button at the bottom to go through the fixtures, it should also do that to your team above as well, just to let you know what they were, where they're going.
Yeah. No, I think it's really bad right now that you can't do that.
All right. Well, that is us ready for tomorrow.
Let's get mooshed.
Mooshed in the face.
I think it's unlikely based off his performance last week, but you never know. All right. There we go.